So what Sharif essentially wanted to find out is whether these statements are true. These statements basically are the summary of the results of the experiments of Sharif and Solomon Esch, that group norms are enormously potent. Group norms make us conform or behave conform. And we all typically tend to yield to the majority. These were the Esch studies. Conformity can be reduced when the task was unambiguous and people are not under surveillance. But even under these circumstances, there's often residual conformity. Remember the Esch study where there was one participant, one real participant, and 10 or 11 confederates of the experimenter. Completely unambiguous task, very simple, very easy and clear task. And even under these circumstances, there was some conformity. At least in one of the tasks, 68% gave the wrong answer. People may conform in order to feel sure about the objective validity of their perceptions and opinions. I think this is particularly true in the autokinetic effect, because it's so difficult to establish objective validity of the movement of the little spots or the little dots. Or they conform to obtain social approval and avoid social disapproval. And you know how this works. If you are a member of a group and everyone would say, vote for the conservatives, but you have some more left-wing opinions, then it's sometimes difficult to argue against the majority because you know that the majority would disapprove of your deviating attitudes. And then sometimes we conform. Or to express and validate our social identity as members of a specific group. So we defend the group attitudes to express our social identity, even if we may be not convinced of that this attitude might be the right one or the correct one. So now the autokinetic effect in a little more detail. So what Sharif did was he placed participants in a completely dark room and placed a little light a few yards in front of the participant, a very small, tiny light spot. And because our pupils' involuntary movement, after a short time, it seems to the participant that the little spot, the little light dot, is moving around in the room. This is involuntary. Every one of us would have this impression that this dot or this light source is moving around in the room. And Sharif asked his participants, how many inches do you think the spot has moved in the last few seconds? And you see this is a perceived movement in inches, 0, 3, 6, 9. How much is an inch, Frau Walker? 2.3 centimeters. So 3 would mean 7 centimeters, 14, 15 centimeters, and so on. So, and in the first block, individuals started alone and settled on a personal norm. So they started alone, and number one thought the spot was moving just 1 or 2 centimeters. This blue participant thought the spot was moving 4 or 5 centimeters, and this purple participant thought that the spot was moving quite a distance, 17 or 18 centimeters maybe. In the second trial, they worked together, or they sat together in a room as a group, and then one of the participants gave his answer first, or their answer first, I don't know which one of these three. And you see that already the first time that the group was asked to give an answer, they settled around the group norm and quickly reached complete convergence. So let's assume that the blue participant would give his or her answer first and say 3 inches. And then you see that the yellow participant would increase the movement he or she estimated, and the purple participant would decrease his estimate. And then this continued further, and already after the fourth block, there was no variation anymore. So In groups, participants converged on a group norm, although no one asked them to reach convergence. No one asked them to reach an agreement. But people simply do this to feel sure about the objective validity of their perceptions in this case, or opinions in other cases. Because we feel if we deviate too much, this can't be right. When everyone is saying 3 inches, and 3 inches is probably closer to the truth than my original estimate of just half an inch or 9 inches. But we also want to gain social approval by the others. We want to avoid social disapproval. This is more true when we talk about opinions rather than perceptions, typically. Du hattest nach dem Autokinesis-Effekt gefragt. Ja. Okay, damit sind wir fertig. Dann and interestingly, in the second phase of his experiments, where Sharif turned around the setup and asked people first to start in a group, you see that they start about with the same variation or standard deviation as here in the first block when they worked together as a group, or sat together as a group. They never worked together. They were never asked to discuss a movement. They were just asked as a group, 3 people in a room, the light source was a few yards away from them, and then the experimenter asked, participant one, can you state your estimate of the movement, please, first, then the second one, then the third one, without any discussion, without any further instructions. You see that the group has already a little bit less standard deviation or variation than when people worked alone. It's about like here in the second phase. Then they converged on a group norm. But this group norm persisted even after participants then were put in an experimental condition where they had to sit alone in the room and provide their answers alone. So group norms heavily influence us, even if there's no requirement of reaching agreement, even if there's no way of the group punishing or rewarding us, etc. We simply want to commit or conform to the group norms, to validate our perceptions, and to obtain disapproval and avoid disapproval. Any questions to Sharif's experiment? Another question was, why are